70-year-old Lyman Jensen of Bloomington is ashamed to admit it, but he began smoking when he was 10. Growing up in Watertown, South Dakota, Jensen says he and his friends would stand outside the local theater and smoke the still smoldering cigarettes dropped by ticket holders. Smoking became a 50-year, 2-to-4-pack-a-day habit for him, and he's paying the price. Tiny tubes run from Jensen's nose to a small portable oxygen tank, his constant companion.
I had no idea that it would do this to me, or to anyone. And it was cool, yes. Mm-hmm. I thought it was cool.
Jensen, a former manufacturer's rep who owned a small lighting sales business, says smoking never hindered his career. In fact, he thinks it sometimes helped him. He says he knew just when to pause and light up a cigarette before closing a sale. But even when he was diagnosed with emphysema 10 years ago, he didn't quit.
It's the most difficult thing I ever did in my life, quit smoking. I was addicted.
Jensen says he tried to quit hundreds of times, often stopping in the morning and smoking by noon. Finally, his doctor told him if he didn't quit, his next visit would be to a funeral home.
In other words, either stop or die.
Jensen says not only has tobacco taken a toll on his health, he's paid a financial price. He has no idea what the total cost of his smoking has been, either for cigarettes or health care expenses, but he currently pays $125 a month for supplemental health insurance and the same amount for medication.
Medicare and my insurance pay for the oxygen, which is very expensive. So I cost somebody a lot of money. You know, society is paying a lot of money to keep me breathing.
Jensen estimates his oxygen costs up to $1,000 a month, and he's been on it for 5 years. If he ever needs to go on a respirator, it will cost several thousand dollars a day. It's these kinds of costs that the state and Blue Cross Blue Shield are trying to recover in their suit against the tobacco industry. Jensen's doctor, pulmonologist Stuart Hansen, says Jensen's story is all too common. 1 in 5 Minnesotans smokes, and Hansen says smoking causes 90% of emphysema cases and 90% of lung cancer cases. He says people who start smoking in their teens generally don't have health problems until their late 30s.
So you can smoke in the neighborhood of 20 years before you have symptoms that really say that maybe I shouldn't be doing this. So that's the real danger of this product.
Tobacco companies argue that smoking is a personal choice, and the health risks of cigarettes are clearly posted on the package. Lyman Jensen says even if he had known the health hazards, he probably still would have smoked because he was influenced by his peers. Jensen thinks cigarettes are so dangerous they should be banned in the U.S. He's been following Minnesota's case against the tobacco industry and hopes it forces tobacco companies to change the way they do business.
How can we allow an industry, we subsidize them, the tobacco growers, allow them to make big bucks planting tobacco and selling tobacco products, knowing that they're going to eventually make the users sick?
Jensen says although no one forced him to start smoking, he thinks the government has a responsibility to stop an industry whose products harm people's health. Jensen says his emphysema is punishment he deserves for 50 years of smoking. But the hardest part about being connected to an oxygen tank is the way it's restricted his family's activities. He says they shouldn't have to suffer for his lifelong habit. I'm Laura McCullum, Minnesota Public Radio.